Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
Put your hands together.
It was the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when.
New era.
Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolden.
Chris Demacula.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, welcome to the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen here, Jude Bolton right next to me, and the Big Dell. Big Dell,
guys.
Your son doing some amazing things. We'll talk about the Nines in a moment. How you feeling? How's your week been, Jude?
My really good week, but just pumped to talk about some sports. Some massive stuff overnight. Huge.
You've just arrived in from Brisbane. What have you been doing, Dell?
Yeah, I went to Bundaberg. Yeah. I was a guest at Cycle Fest up there at Bundaberg with
Cycle Fest.
Yeah, with Chris Flynn.
No Valentine's Day stuff.
No. Look, I think the best Valentine's present I'll give my wife is me not being there. So gives her ears a bit of rest. And obviously, you know, but every day with my wife is Valentine's Day.
Oh, that is beautiful, big fella. So much sport to get through in the last 24 hours. The Sheffield Shield has started New South Wales versus Victoria. The Vics are 5-3-1-8. The NRL Nines, we'll go to that in a moment. We're going to ask you, Del, for your top all-time Nines team from any era, any play. You can call us on 133-53 to argue or agree with Del. In the NBL, the Kings finished top boys before the finals with a great 98-82 win over the Illawarra Hawks. In the AFLW, 32-12, the Demons over the Mighty Bulldogs. A-League, Adelaide 2 over the Central Coast nil. And what about this?
Around Miller, keeps his feet. Brilliant play, Riley McGree. Oh, the teenager!
Absolute ripper. Well played to him. The Tars lose to the Rebels. And in the EPL overnight, the Wolves nil, Leicester City nil. But the biggest story has just broken in the last hour or so, boys. Man City, 2 years out of Europe after committing serious breaches of the UEFA club licensing and financial fair play regulations. They've been fined $50 million.
The 30 million euros. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's obviously on the back of, you know, investigation with one of the German newspapers that found a little bit of a leak in their sponsorship, and they've overinflated their sponsorship stuff. So it's just deserves it.
If you're not a fan of Manchester City, you are fired up at the moment, going, "You beauty," because they've been dominant for so long. But we can talk about it till the cows come home. But all thanks to Fox Sports and the fact you can watch every Hyundai A-League game live and ad-free on Fox Sports and streamed on Foxtel Now. We have Robbie Slater on the line, boys. Robbie, thanks so much for joining us. What does this mean for Man City moving forward?
Well, it's hard to put into, certainly figures. Now, I know you look at that fine that they've got. Hang on a sec. Can you hear something?
Huh? No? What's that?
No, sorry, something was coming through my ear. I've got these amazing new AirPods on.
Rocking the new AirPods, Robbie.
I'm 55, mate. Technology passed me a long time ago. But
well done, brother.
This is you. They say the line is very good, but anyway.
Please stop plugging your sponsors like Gus Wallen.
Hey, I wish I did have them as sponsors, and I could do them after two marriages. So.
Happy Valentine's Day, mate.
Yeah, I heard someone talk about, you know, when their wife's not home or something. Well, my wives are never home. This was, Del will love this one. So last week, right, I walked into my coffee shop to have me cuppa in the morning, and there's the two ex-wives sitting there.
Oh, no, not together.
And they're having a coffee together.
No.
So I did the right thing. You know, morning, everything, everyone's fine. They're beaming at me. Why wouldn't they? They took everything. Anyway, the worst part is, so when I get up to leave, I met a mate about half an hour later. They'd gone and da-da-da-da. And I said, how much do I have? They go, oh, yeah, it's such and such. I said, mate, that's a bit much for two coffees. He goes, oh, you got to pay for the two ladies.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Mate, that's when you know you truly you know what.
Okay, back to Man City.
Get back to Man City. So, look, people will focus on the $50 million, and that is a massive amount, but that pales into insignificance what they're going to lose from not being in the Champions League, if it stands, because they will appeal this, of course, for 2 years. That we're talking hundreds of millions of pounds that they are going to lose by not being involved in that competition. Not only that, if they're not in the Champions League, of course they're in it at the moment, they'll play the round of 16 against Real Madrid. But if they're not in it, they're going to lose players. They might even lose their manager because players want to play in the Champions League.
Yeah, Robbie, Pep Guardiola, he's one who just loves success and loves chasing the success.
And he hasn't won that trophy.
If they do not have the opportunity to win that in the next 2 years, what do you see him moving on?
Well, it's a big possibility. Look, they'll have the chance of winning it this season, of course. Like I said, they'll play round of 16, Real Madrid. They're certainly not favourites to win the competition this season. Then they'll be suspended for 2 years. But, you know, they're not exactly in great form. Liverpool are winning the EPL by a record number of points. So, Liverpool, they're home. No one's going to catch them. City are 22 points behind. So, you know, it's a difficult time for them. They will appeal this. But, look, to be honest, guys, you think Manchester City are the only club to have done this? And that's what sort of makes me sort of go, wow, this is harsh, because Chelsea got caught in similar circumstances. They copped the what you call a transfer ban, where they weren't allowed to sign players for a year. But, I mean, this has been... this kind of stuff, the financial fair play... You can't tell me it's just Manchester City. So I think they'll appeal at Manchester City. Don't know if they'll be successful. It depends how hard UEFA want to dig their heels in. But it certainly is a massive blow to the richest club in the world.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. And thanks so much for getting up for us, Robbie. And we love the story off the top about your two ex-wives.
Beautiful, mate.
On fire.
I'm off to the coffee shop now.
on you, mate. Well, if you want my psychologist's number, I can hang on the line. I'll give it to you.
We've got a huge show for us today. We've got John Longmire talking the Swannies in the AFL. And in a moment, gives a call on 133-532. Dill's going to go through his best nines team of all time, any era, any player. So you can listen to that and you can decide whether he's got it right or wrong. Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends, Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here on Sydney's Triple M 104.9. The nines have started fantastic for the guys and the girls yesterday over there in Perth. And it starts again at 2:10 this afternoon with the Knights up against the Panthers. But last night, the Panthers kicked it off with a massive win over the Roosters. The Knights over New Zealand. The Dogs upset Parramatta, who were pre-tournament favourites. The Dragons over the Sharks. And before we go any further, how good's a bloke called Saylor playing for the Dragons, Jude?
The son of a beast. You must be so proud to see him just burst there like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. But, I think people that's been in and around the game for a while, I think you guys know too, he's been pretty dominant through those lower grades, the 20s, and doing some good stuff in reserve grade. Got his taste against your boys, the Roosters, last year. So it's been coming, but he's had a really good pre-season. He sort of knows for him this is his opportunity. He's a bit of a late bloomer because he came through with Victor Radley, Lachlan Lamb, and all these kids, Campbell Graham. They're all on the New South Wales schoolboys team together. They won the state championship, and Tristan missed out on the Australian schoolboys side to Nick Kotrick. And Nick Kotrick was like he was now. He's still a big, strong body, but Trist just rolls with it. He loves his mates, and I'm really happy for him. And he's a different personality to me. He loves his books. He loves his mates from school and stuff. And
He just seems like a terrific young kid.
Yeah. Different physique, though. I mean, there's a full page in the paper of the Daily Telegraph today around the 300-kilo squad. Yeah. Is that true or not?
Look, I think between myself and my wife, we've always been athletes, and obviously she's obviously a brainiac, which is what he is. But, can I say, I've got no doubt he's done the 300-kilo squat, but I think they're half squats, and it's one effort, half squats. And I'll give him credit for 85 kilos.
Yeah.
Mate, it's
a fair
effort.
What were you doing at 21?
Other than playing for Australia, I was at the Broncos. Calvin Giles had me squatting 240 full squats.
Right.
Yeah. So I was 20. Because when I came into grade, I was only 86, 88 kilos. So, and I sort of went in 2 years, I went bang, and Gordy Tallis used to, like, give it to me, go, mate. He goes, you weren't that big when you were in North Queensland. What were you doing at the Broncos?
Yeah.
Mate, training hard, brother, training hard.
Yeah, munchy, munchy. What about Gold Coast over the Raiders? The Tigers beat South in a great win. Great to see Billy Walters being commentated on by his dad when he scores the opening try. That was nice.
It makes me proud of that because, yeah, we've all seen that journey. To commentate and watch your kids. I know, I was in the hotel room watching it, and I'm nervous for him,
yeah.
And I'm just going, and to see Billy go left,
step.
Mate, Kevin, you ain't got that left, mate.
No.
Kevin was good. I can't do what Tristan can do, and it's good that these kids are getting their time, you know. The Johns boys were there, obviously, I saw one of them played.
Yeah, Cooper played yesterday, Jack's going to play for South today. The Cows over the Broncos, yep. And Manly over the Storm. So that leads us to your all-time greatest Nines team, Dell, and we can sit back and listen on 133353. If you want to have an argument or agree with Dell, please get hold of us. What's your team, big man?
Yeah, some players have missed out here, but it's hard. This is from all eras,
and he's already back.
No, not at all. This is Dell's delicious nine. Okay.
Is this to go out with, or this is actually on the field?
No, on the field.
Yeah.
But some of these guys you go out with.
Yeah.
At the back, mate. Well, not at the back, but number one, I've got Billy Slater. Reuben Wiki, mate. Anyone that can go from centre to the front row, perfect. One of the fittest blokes ever seen. Mate, I had to go with the Pearl. I left Inglis out because it was between those two, you know. G.I.'s good. Steve Menzies, all-round, like, superstar. He's the Benjamin Button of rugby league. Sam Burgess. You've got to have Andrew Johns in there. I just think, you know, we talk about Thurston and all these guys, and Thurston obviously missed out on this team. I went with Joey, obviously. Bradley Clyde. People forget how good Bradley Clyde was.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Big motor, perfect for the Nines. Brad Fittler.
Of course.
You know, everyone knows he's a good coach and that, but, mate, superstar.
Yeah.
And I had to go with a real genuine speedster. Mate, Josh Adokar for me. I just love Josh Adokar. I just don't, you know, there was a young bloke last night, young Hammer. I forget
the Cowboys.
I'll find out his name later on, his full name, but they call him Hammer.
Tubuai Fidow.
Yeah, he was quick, but, mate, there's only one
Hammer.
Josh Adokar.
Yeah.
That's my Nines team that I reckon could do the job.
No Sean Johnson at all.
Mate, Tedesco and Sean Johnson were very unlucky.
Could
you say that Sean Johnson's a myth? Can we just throw him under the myth, like, never won anything, just can never really... Like,
last night for Cronulla.
Yeah, it's just like he wasn't even on the field.
It's a non-event.
He doesn't run
him,
himself, he throws the odd pass.
Well, that first try that he set that up, and then I think they conceded 21 points. But, yeah, I just think Sean Johnson, he's a good player, but he's one of my best nine.
No, beautiful. Thank you very much, Dell. That's a pretty decent size.
It's a decent side.
But I'm very interested to see what people think.
Exactly. Yeah. Give us a call on 133352. Coming up is Jude Tackles. We've got an interview with John Longmire, and I go one-on-one with Dell. And Mark Hunt will be joining us as well. He's going to be fighting Paul Gallen, boys. So that's very, very exciting. So you're here with the Dead Set Legends, Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor, and Gus Wallen. Back in a moment.
Gus Wallen, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, 104.9 Sydney's Triple M. This is the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. And in a moment on 133.53, we'd love to get your thoughts on the NRL's new rules and regulations. And are the NRL getting too soft? But now it's time for this.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, an opportunity for you to whinge and whine, Jude, because you never get a chance to do it at home because your wife rules the roost.
Righto, Gussie. This is a clip today for those who get ahead of themselves. And I'm looking at you as well. But anyway, every year before the season kicks off, you hear a player or a coach talk finals, or worse still, a premiership. Bugger me, it's not even March. I sat back this week and heard Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley say they've set themselves for a flag in this, their 150th year as a club. He said, look out, we're coming. Well, I tell you what, Kenny, you haven't won a final since 2014 and missing September action four of the last seasons, I'd be keeping a damn lid on it. You wouldn't see it from the likes of Bill Belichick in the NFL or Trent Robinson in the NRL. Sport is a great leveler, and gee, it can hit you between the eyes big time. Think James Magnussen talking it up and then gassing it at the Olympics. Ronda Rousey getting sat on her backside by Holly Holm in the UFC back in the day. Our very own Wendell Saylor, known for pumping the extra air in his own tyres, strutting out like the master blaster Vic Richards himself to the crease, only to trudge back off minutes later for a solitary run for Cobb Valley. I'm saying to athletes, coaches, far and wide, pull your head in. Under-promise and over-deliver. Under-promise and over-deliver. Like a takeaway joint at 2 a.m. called OK Kebab. We love the showmanship, the ego and the swagger of the Muhammad Ali's at his peak, but he damn well backed it up. Any talk of being the greatest. spouting off and then not coming through with success comes back to haunt you, a bit like that garlic sauce in the aforementioned kebab shop. Of course, we don't want boring, stick-to-the-process, one-week-at-a-time answers at press conferences. Just come at us with consistent, elite-level performances before gobbing off. Bolton, out.
Yeah, oh, very nice. Mate, that's improving every week, isn't it?
It was very good. I'm not sure about the third-person stuff. Leave that to me, please. Yeah, yeah. That's all for Dell to do.
Dead Set Legends, back in a mo.
Are not affiliated with Wilson, Schlesinger, Prince, or Dunlop. But they still make a racket. The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here, and we want your thoughts on 133353. And the question is this: is kids' sport getting soft? This is off the back of the NRL making some changes to kids' sport, and this is what they're doing in southeast Queensland. Under six and under sevens, league tag competition, no tackling permitted. 10-week season, no semi-finals. When the children are 7 years old, they will be permitted to partake in the Tackle Safe program, but will be required to play league tag until they're in the under eights. Under eights and under nines, 12-week season, again, no semi-finals and grand final. One training session a week, maximum 60-minute sessions. And in under 10s, under 11s and under 12s, it's a 12-week season, again, no semi-finals. Two training sessions of maximum 75 minutes per week. Now, you blokes, now, Del, you're a dual international. Jude, you played over 300 games of AFL. Are we getting too soft with kids' sport?
I think we are. I think we're not building resilience in kids, and that thing where you're just basically just getting a participation medal for everything and not learning that, you know, there is winners and losers in life, but also you learn more from your losses and, you know, just not having semi-finals or scoring. I can remember as an under 14 losing a grand final, under 12 as it was, losing a grand final after the siren, and you just, it devastated us, but it pulled us together. We train hard and you get better and things like that. But I just hate this idea of just not having any scoring and things like that. I think we're going a little bit soft. You agree, Del?
Yeah, look, I do. I think I came in and I remember playing soccer when I was 8, and you know, it was about goals and that, but even when I went to rugby league under 9s, I loved it, everything about it. We were always sort of there in and about around the finals, but there was a team called Brothers that always beat us every year. So then we just sort of think, okay, next year we'll work a bit harder and we'll try and get them again. And you know, you get the you know, runners up or whatever, and that's all good. But I just think now you got to teach kids it's okay to win and lose, not just it's okay everyone, no, participation, you know what, well done, you know, you got to have scores too. And I think that's all part of the process.
What about the mums out there, Del, who are looking at blokes and saying, you know what, I don't want my little Johnny to run up against a much bigger unit who's the same age, I don't want my son to get head knocks, I don't want all that drama and stuff. So the no tackling for them, it might allow a whole new fresh amount of littler kids to come on board, or to change away from AFL or to soccer, well, when we're talking trying to get more people, you know, playing the game.
If they want to do that, go and play Oztag. Simple as that. Go and play touch football. I get where they're going, but mate, we can't wrap them up in cotton wool, you know? I think
don't take the physicality out of the games. I just think you learn your smarts. I'm not going to run that pattern. I'm going to work around. I'm going to do something different.
Look, when you watch a guy like, I watched the Nines last night, as we all did, there's a guy like Tamalolo there, and then you get the young kids like the Billy Walters and all these young kids who are really light, but they learn how to beat those. But yeah, learn it, and the footwork that they got, and then also the toughness. Mate, you've got to be tough. I was watching the Dragons train a week ago, and I just, some of those big guys just running at their halves and that. And you just look at Thurston. Mate, he's one of those kids, he was told he was too small, he was never going to make
Cameron Smith was the same.
Billy Slater. Mate, it just creates that competitive nature, but also that mindset where, mate, you can be the smallest or you can be the biggest, but I think rugby league's good for everybody.
Okay, no scoring as well. No semi-finals, no grand final. Already got a few calls to get through. We'll take them after the break. Give us a call on 133353. The question is kids' sport getting soft? Call us now and talk to Jude and talk to Wendell. It's going to fire everyone up, I think. Give us a call, 133353. Dead Set Legends here on Triple M.
Saturday mornings, comfortable like an old pair of pants. And
turn it up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Welcome back, Dead Set Legends, here on Triple M. It is Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. If you want to catch the podcast, go to the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com. And you can, what you've missed so far is Robbie Slater talking about his two ex-wives.
Yeah.
Rather than talking about Man City being chucked out of Europe the last couple of years. That was interesting.
That's the difference.
He is one hell of a...
Had to pay for the coffees. He wasn't happy with that.
He certainly wasn't. So you will not miss anything if you go and get the podcast. Yeah. But we're throwing it out there and the lines have gone absolutely nuts. Are we getting too soft when it comes to kids' sport with all the changes in the rugby league rules? No semi-finals, no scoring. There's lots of debate in here, and the lines have fired up. Troy from Wollongong, what are your thoughts?
Mate, it's an absolute joke, really. Like, what are you playing for if you're not playing for the big dance? Like, you're going to teach the way they produce champions is by in these big games. And even when they're younger, those players get used to it. What are they going to do when they turn 18, 19, and they play semi-finals? They're not going to, you know, they're not going to have a clue how to play them.
Completely agree, Troy. Completely
agree.
That's
exactly right. You know, look at the netball, whatever sport you learn, you're taught that way. You know,
my life skills. Life skills.
Yeah. Let's go to Eddie in the Shire. G'day, Eddie.
Morning, boys. Gussie, welcome back to Triple M, brother.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it. I'm loving it, mate. Thanks.
That's good stuff. Guys, like I coach a junior side out in the Campbelltown district, and you know what? Like last year, though, the under 12s and the year before under 11s. Between me and my cousin, we teach these kids that playing rugby league is almost like the same way you tackle life. You've got to have discipline. You've got to have respect. You've got to put in the effort to get the reward. Last year, there was only one team that had beaten us all year, and we played very late in the year, and we ended up playing in the grand final. We were the only team to beat them because what we worked towards was you felt so bad coming off the field the first time being beaten.
Yeah.
You want to achieve that success, and you've got to work hard for it.
Yeah.
Telling kids you only can train for an hour, mate, we get pretty much the entire team turn up half an hour early just to practice kicking goals and play or touch footy with each other before we train.
Bit of a warm up and stuff. Yeah.
They still do the full training session, and they want to keep going. Like, what do you do when you have to turn around to a bunch of 13 year old boys that are slowly turning into men? And say, oh, sorry, boys, we can only do an hour because that's the rules now.
Mm. I agree. And that's where you hone your skills. Like, remember getting to train early. The boys go, let's get to train early. Let's play bull rush. You learn to tackle. You learn to beat people. And then you sort of, it's a process going into training, getting excited. And then you stay behind because you've got that energy to burn. And I've got to tell you, we want to get kids off the computers, off the iPads and all that sort of stuff and off their phones. And now we're trying to do this.
Let's go to Dan up in Hornsby. G'day, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you think?
Welcome back to Triple M.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Well, I agree with the participation medals because I think it keeps them in the game. Like, even if they, like, I think the participation medals at the end of the season are good because it keeps them interested and wanting to play again. However, yeah, they do need to train more. And, like, my dad was a career coach at school. Actually went at Barker, mate. And that he would always make sure he wouldn't let them go until they got 20 catches in a row as a team. Mm. So I think that's sort of, like, the same thing. We need, you know, maybe they need to do 20 tackles in a row or 20, you know, 20 passes or, you know, 20 grubber kicks or something, you know. So if you've got a specialised thing and all train together and stuff, and I think it's good. But I just think also if they're going to only train for an hour, why don't they then train for an hour but then have like team dinners together? So if they don't get to let them train, at least they can bond over team dinners.
Dan, are we setting up a wet lettuce generation if everyone just gets a medal just for turning up? I just think it just doesn't set the right idea for future, you know, endeavours.
I agree. I understand what you're saying, but those kids that are sort of like really, really, really like love the game and want to play, but really are, you know, just don't have that talent, but are like, you know, sort of just in the team because they want to be there. I think there needs to be, you know, if not some sort of recognition for each player at the end of a season. Doesn't necessarily have to be medals, but, you know, some recognition like
keep them interested. Like keep them fired up, ready to go again. Thanks so much, Dan. And I've got to tell you, so many calls we couldn't get to as well. So that topic will continue on our social. You can go to our Twitter page, Facebook, or I think we've got Instagram as well, don't we? Something like that. Beautiful. Well, coming up on the show, we've got John Longmire. He's going to talk about you and the fact that he had to coach you, big clown, Jude Bolton. And also, we have a guy called Mark Hunt, who's going to be having a pretty big fight against Paul Gallen. That's all coming up on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
legends.
Yeah, Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Salem were just threw it out there on 133353. Are we getting too soft when it comes to kids' sport? And Del and I were just listening to you, Jude, in the break, talking about this particular moment.
Smith can't quite get it. Buddy held up. Henneberry's been magnificent. Malcheski, two goals that he'll never forget. And they're home all right. They've done it. What a team. That culture, the bloods. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. But in that moment, you win yourself the flag. You are there and you just don't even remember where you were at that moment, Jude.
Well, I had a concussion late in the game. So I'd laid a tackle. Tackled the player onto my back, and I hit my head on the ground, and I actually just walked straight off the ground. And I got asked in the grand final dinner that night, where were you when that moment finished and the siren went? And I actually said, I don't think I was on the ground. I don't know. And
wow.
I was actually concussed. So
you're wandering around, not quite sure what was going on.
I know. And then looking back at the game, I've watched obviously since. And yeah, I walked along the boundary, didn't speak to any trainers, walked straight back on, got back onto the ground. Couple of kicks, still.
I'm rubbing off on you. Good work.
Then I finished off the ground. We're talking about obviously the young kids not being able to tackle in league and things like that at 6 and 7, and there is massive concern from all leagues around concussion.
I get it. There's obviously it's not just, I suppose, there's a Polynesian culture too. The big boys. I saw a kid at Nudgee College yesterday. I kid you not, he was 12 or 13. He was as tall as me, and he was big. And I said, "Oh, where do you play?" And he goes, "Oh, 6, 8, and 12."
Six, eight, and 12.
Mate, wow. Imagine marking up against him. I swear to God, he was as big as me, and I get why parents are concerned. But even for you, Jude, like, that moment, like, you know, how many times that happened to you?
Oh, I reckon 6 or 7. I had recently had the neuro testing and things like that from the AFL. I actually put some of the past players through that, and I did 4 hours with them. And I mapped probably around 6 or 7 major concussions, and then so many where you probably had, you know, dazed and a little bit, you know, seeing stars and those sort of things. So it's not great. I didn't miss a game during that period, and I think it was probably that badge of honour when we played Del, where you just have to.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's certainly a big concern.
We certainly know much more about it now, and the NFL is starting to take it seriously. Yeah. College football is starting to take it seriously. They've got technology in helmets now where they're looking at and they can see the collision and how badly those collisions are. Much better than it was in your days, but you talk about 6 or 7, Jude. How many times were you knocked out, Del?
Mate, once in Origin, and it was, you know what, it was actually by my own player. So cross kick went over. I just had eyes for the ball, and as I went to slide to get it, I hit Darren Lockyer's hip, and I was out cold. I was like, fractured my eye socket, and I was out for 2 minutes on the field. When I woke up, it was like, you know when you drop a camera on the side and it's still recording?
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of ANZ Stadium, and I'm going, mate, where am I? As I went in, Gordon Tallis goes, mate, are you okay? And I was going, mate, what do you mean? I didn't remember. And he goes, mate, he goes, when I walked past you, you were sleeping like a big bush pig. There was like just saliva coming out of your mouth. And I was out to it. But then, for my own good, I didn't want to let the boys down. It was a tight game. And then I said, I'm going back on. The doc goes, no, you got a fractured eye socket. Mate, you're being out. He goes, you're not going back on. I said, I want to go back on. They let me go back on. And I remember making a couple of tackles in the corner. You know, no self-preservation, because that's what we were taught to do. And then I missed an Origin after that because,
Are you worried about your son? He's playing in the nines at the moment. He's carving him up. He's going to play first grade this year for the Dragons. Yeah. Do you worry about that as a father?
No, I don't, because I think it's part of that process and part of the game where you sort of know what's sort of coming your way his whole life. And I think, you know, even the girls, I was watching the girls play last night too.
There's
no self-preservation. No, I think it's part of the process and part of the game.
The thing that hit me was my grandfather. He was always my sort of idol, and he used to say, it's better to wake up in an ambulance than duck out of a contest, things like that.
Yeah.
But I had 2 concussions in one game, went back on and things like that and things, and just, and I wasn't right for weeks, but I you know, played the next week. And it was him who came back and said, you don't want to be a dribbling mess when you're an old man. Like, and it sort of rocked me a little.
That was the turning point, because he changed his tune on it when he saw his grandson, who he loved more than life itself, in such trouble. Oh, thanks a lot, boys. Appreciate it. Love listening
to
that.
What about you, Gus? Anything?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
None sipping lattes serious. On the Lower North Shore.
But you played rugby and stuff, like, you know?
Well, I played. I played a couple of years of subbies rugby, and I played goalkeeper in soccer, and I played a bit of dodgeball. So I think I got through unscathed. 133353. If you want to join us at any stage, coming up next is one of your old coaches, Horse. Why is he called Horse? John Longmire is going to join us on the Dead Set Legends.
Another
affiliated with Wilson, Slazenger, Prince, or Dunlop, but they still make a racket. The Triple M Dead Set Legends. Our next guest is an AFL superstar.
And they're home, all right. They've done it.
He's done it all in his career. An All-Australian, he won a Coleman medal, won premierships as a coach and a player.
What a team. That culture, the Bloods.
And he got to spend way too much time with Jude Bolton. So I guess his career hasn't all been upside. They call him Horse, and we're afraid to ask why. We call him Sir, Legend, and... Hey you, welcome to the Dead Set Legends Swans Coach.
Sydney Swans.
John Longmire.
Dear, dear, the red and the white, honour the name by day and by night, lift that noble banner.
Horse.
G'day, morning everyone.
How are you, mate? Thank you very much for joining the boys this morning. Just give us a bit of a lead into the season. How are the boys shaping up thus far?
Yeah, pretty good, Bolts, thanks. So we're into it now. It's we're only a couple of weeks away from playing against genuine opposition, which is exciting. It's always a good time of the year, but you're playing against each other in practice games, so you're just hoping you get a good workout without any injuries.
Hey, mate, it's Wendell Saylor here, mate. I'm a massive AFL fan. I love my Lions, but, mate, I was interested to see one of your boys, Nick Davis, come across and have a crack for the Roosters, and he didn't look real brave going up against Kickow yesterday.
No, he sort
of jumped out of the way, and then I think I saw him do one drop punt.
Yes, Wendell, it doesn't surprise me. I actually didn't see the game, but I watched some of the highlights with my kids this morning, and we actually said to him last week that I don't think he knows what he was getting into,
yeah.
Really. I mean, he wasn't a great tackler when he was playing AFL football 20 years ago, let alone now. So I don't know what he was thinking.
I texted him, actually, yeah. Horst. I texted him. I said, no tackles and lots of interchanges. And he texted back. He said, just like the old days. So that was
nothing changed.
Mate, you actually do have a very interesting coaching group within you. I mean, you've got Dean Cox from the West Coast Eagles, but you've also got Stevie J. There's some egos in there.
Yes,
and recently retired Jared McVay. How's that all formed together?
Oh, it's good, Jude. No shortage of opinions, so that's always a good sign. And it's really, really good. I mean, we're going well. I mean, all of them have got different CVs, and all of them have got something to add. I mean, even yesterday we had a bit of a hit out amongst the players, and Stevie just couldn't help himself. He had to get on the ground and start running around. He still thinks he can play. So yeah.
Is it true he is asking Nick Blakey to block for him, so the star forward for the Swans, asking him to block so the coach could go to try and kick a goal? Is that right?
Yeah, you got very good mail, Jude. He sneaks up to a stoppage and tells everyone else to block for him. And I had to remind him that he's actually not playing.
Yeah.
Now, Horse, I remember a couple of years ago we had a family day at Triple M for one of my mates, Christian Anderson, who unfortunately passed away with cancer. And you came along to Luna Park with your kids, and my mum just bowed you up in a corner for 45 minutes when you were trying to enjoy yourself with your kids. So we know what a quality bloke you are. And I know there's another quality bloke, Trent Robinson, the coach of the Roosters. You become good mates and you're actually sharing each other's information. You're trying to make sure you coaches, you know the good from the AFL and also good from the NRL. How much have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, look, we've got to know each other pretty well over the last few years, and I'm really fortunate to coach in Sydney to be able to be exposed to rugby league, rugby union, soccer, all the sports that this city provides. You feel very fortunate, and you learn so much off each other, from the game itself to man management to just normal coaching issues. I'm really lucky to be coaching in a city that's as diverse in their sporting backgrounds as Sydney. So, I lap it up. I was born in New South Wales, so, it's great to be able to run into people, in particular the Roosters, who are right next door to us at the SCG, to be able to bounce some things off there is a wonderful opportunity as a head coach.
Speaking of man management, mate, there's no better player in the game or one of the best, Buddy Franklin. He's been he's been injury prone the last couple of years, unfortunately. How's Buddy coming along, and are we going to see more Buddy star power?
Yeah, we certainly have so. He was going really well before Christmas. He had a bit of a clean out with his knee start of the first week of the new year, and he's back moving along quite well now. He'll be running next week. We're not sure where he sits for round one just yet, but we're confident. He had a similar operation a couple of years ago and bounced back really well. So we want to get a good training block in him before the season starts, because that's clearly the best way to manage his season in its entirety. So hopefully gets back going next week and starts going onwards and upwards.
We're talking to the Swans coach, John Longmire. Why are you nicknamed Horse?
I've got a massive, massive ego. No. I've got a massive appetite. I'm very good.
Oh, gotcha. So
it's eat like a horse. And actually, I do have a question. A few of the Swannies boys went out the other night. I have a question from my old mate Jude that there's strong rumours going around. There's a bit of colour going on in the hair. Is that right?
I walked in. I walked in, and Mickey O'Loughlin was just ripping me before I walked into the Centennial Hotel for a beer. We had a bit of a catch up, and they were all accusing me of having hair in a can. They were just basically saying I've been putting the putty filler. I had to shoot him down. But when Ty Mickey Keneally looked like George Columbaris, I think that's certainly where we had a real crack.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you during the AFL season as well when the footy kicks off. We really appreciate you coming on.
Cheers,
the Dead Set Legends.
Good on you. Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Good on you, mate. We've got Mark Hunt coming up. He is confirmed he's going to fight Paul Gallen. We've got the Burly Curly from Dell, and we've got some legends coming up on the Dead Set Legends.